The next patient is Luis Delgado Lopez. Last name Delgado-Lopez. First name Luis, Luis. Clinical case of an 88-year-old Hispanic male that has a background of arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, Crohn's disease. Period. The patient comes for an acute visit because 72 hours ago the patient was completely asymptomatic. I stood up, walked 4 steps. Held from the kitchen counter, and all of a sudden the patient fell into the floor. There was not loss of consciousness. There was no evidence chest pains, no palpitations, no evidence of sweating, no evidence of bleeding, nausea, vomiting. No lateralization signs, no headache, no alterations in the vision. The patient recovered, checked the blood sugar. The blood sugar was above 120. The blood pressure was 140 over 70. And he recovered completely without any deficit. He comes today for evaluation of this episode, period. The most likely situation after the examination, when I find a neurological examination that is normal, the patient doesn't have any alteration in the cranial nerve evaluation, no evidence of any lateralization signs, no evidence of pathological reflexes. I came to the a difference in the blood pressure in the sitting position. The systolic was 140. In the standing position, went down to 110. If the patient has an autonomic dysfunction with alteration in the blood pressure leading him to orthostatic hypotension that became symptomatic is a possibility. Period. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease. One stent has been asymptomatic. We are going to get an appointment with her, with his cardiologist, Dr. Bandare, B like in boy, H-A-N-D-A-R-E. And depending upon the opinion of Dr. Bandare, we will decide when to take the next step, period. Since the patient doesn't have any symptoms, I don't want to put him through MRI of the brain, an evaluation, and a comprehensive neurological evaluation yet. We'll be attentive to the follow-up. I gave Mr. Delgado my personal cellular phone number for him to get in touch with me. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. There are changes related to orthostatic hypotension without symptoms in the office. Number three, diabetes mellitus that is under control. And following number, the patient was recently admitted to a hospital with a small bowel obstruction associated to the Crohn's disease. The patient was taking methylprednisolone IV And currently, the patient is treated with the mercaptopurine. And Delcicol, D-E-L, Zilek, and Zulu, I-C-O-L, 400 milligrams POBID. The patient doesn't have any abdominal pain, not abdominal distension, nausea, vomiting. She has normal bowel movements. Following number of vitamin B12 deficiency that is supplemented. BPH taken Proscar, 5 milligrams daily. The patient has a history of prostate cancer that was treated with cryoablation in 2011. The laboratory workup that we review is completely normal. The patient has maintained the CKD stage 2, no changes in the renal function, no evidence of significant proteinuria. We are going to ask Mr. Delgado to come back for the regular appointment that is in February the 15th. Paragraph. We invested in 10 minutes reviewing the hospitalization and hospitalization record and laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we spent 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.